Good morning here as we go throughout a Friday edition of the program. We've got a special guest here in studio. It's Mr. Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, James and Matt, sitting over here to my right. So good to be back with you all today. And I bet there's people out there saying, man, what are you doing on the radio already? It's just October. Well, the need is great, and I want to get my voice out in the community to let people know that we are going to be needing bell ringers real soon. So this will give you an opportunity to talk to your club or your group and say, hey, let's get a team together and come out and ring this year. And so this is mainly the reason why I'm here this morning, because I want people to start thinking about it. I don't want them to wait till after Thanksgiving, because then we're already into our bell ringing time, and I need them to get their teams ready before Thanksgiving.
Well, that's right, and you know, we're already talking about Christmas parades and getting some plans underway for that, so it's never too early to start thinking about this.
That's true. Our community service volunteers just had a great happening this week. They had their Souplicious over here at First Baptist Church, had a great turnout. I mean, when we got there, it was almost noon, and the line was already way out to the door still, and it stayed that way most of the day. And they were just there a few hours, but there were a lot of people that came out and enjoyed the soup. It's always a good time because our community service volunteers are working hard, and they're gearing up too for Christmas. It won't be long, I'll just kind of hold back and let them tell you about that later on. But in November the 13th is when they will be starting to take applications. And because people are already calling us asking about that, so I might as well just share that information with you. November the 13th at 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock, our community service volunteer ladies will be taking Christmas applications. So bring your information, your ID, your proof of of income, your proof of residency, and your Social Security cards, and your IDs on the folks that are in your living in your residence. And so they'll be, like I said, they'll start on Monday the 13th of November and go through Friday, and they'll be there from 9 to noon and 1 to 4 each day, except for Monday. Well, they'll only be there from 1 to 4 beginning on Monday. So just want to let you know that, so you can put that on your calendar, folks. If you're listening to the Mighty 690 this morning, put it on your calendar to sign up for Christmas for your families.
Hey, well, good deal. So so you got your guitar there.
That means
we probably have some music. Do I need to get the bell?
Yeah.
Do I need the bell?
Well, here's a neat thing. Oh, have you still got your bell?
Right there.
Hey, well, I was going to tell you a story about this bell.
Okay, yeah, you got some history for us, too.
Yeah. Well, you see, this bell's in a little clear plastic container.
Box, yep.
And you know what, Matt? That's never been wrong. That's a neat thing about this bell. Because you see that bell over there, it's been rung. And you know what? Being old like I am, I kind of forgot whether I'd left that bell with you or not. So that's one reason I brought this, thinking that maybe I needed to leave a bell with you. But since you still have your bell that I brought last year, we'll just leave it with you. But this bell has never been rung.
Wow.
And that's the reason why I want to emphasize being here today. I just learned something this morning. I wanted to share this. This is really a neat bit of trivia that you might be able to use sometime when you're need the trivia question. And here, and I just discovered this. This is new news to me. Every time I go out and speak at a club, and that's what I'm wanting to mention this morning, if you are in a club or your school, your group is interested in having me come and speak to you about the history of the Salvation Army, why we do the bell ringing, why we do the stand at a kettle, I'd love to come and share that information with you and maybe tell you a little bit more and answer your questions. So I'll just say this right now so you can keep that in mind. You can call me at 620-870-9261. All right. Now I want to tell you about why we do this bell thing, because this is why people, there's always somebody in the group or the club where I go to speak, and they'll ask that question, hey, why do you ring a bell? Well, up till now, I've just said, well, the reason why, because it gets people's attention, right?
Yeah.
You ring that bell. Yeah.
Know that sound?
There's James's bell. He's had that bell for a year now.
For a year, yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I left it with him last Christmas, and he kept it through.
That's right.
And I appreciate him keeping it out there.
And
I can tell it's been there because I can see the dust.
I know. We're not very good at cleaning around here.
I hope they don't tell off on you, James. Okay. Well, the neat thing about this, the bell ringing, is that it's not just to get people's attention, but yet that's why they started doing it. But the reason why it happened, and it happened way back in 1900, and a young Salvation Army cadet, only 16 years old, named Amelia Kunkel. Amelia Kunkel. I'm sorry. I even said it wrong. Amelia Kunkel. And she was 16 years old, and in New York, she was standing by the kettle. And bankers would just drive by and walk by her and ignore her. People just walk by and ignore her as she stood by the kettle. And she thought she wanted to get their attention. So she went to her officer and said, sir, what do you think I ought to do? And he said, well, get you a stick and beat on the kettle. And that didn't appeal much to her.
Yeah.
So she went into the local Woolworth store there in New York. And she was walking through the store and she saw... She picked up this little bell, and it was only about 6 inches long, just about like James's bell that he's holding there. It had a black handle on it, black wooden handle. And as she picked it up, it made that tinkling sound that a bell makes. Yeah, hear that bell? Well, when Amelia picked up that bell, she thought, it cost her a dime. She bought it and went out and started ringing the bell, and that's how the bell ringing started at our kettles. Now you say, well, what about the kettle? Well, that started by another guy named Joe. And it started way back in the 1800s. And it started in San Francisco. And he had a big old pot, iron pot, he put down by the ferry boat landing. So when people got off the ferry boat, he put a sign and said, keep the pot boiling. Because, see, Captain Joe McPhee wanted to feed 1,000 people at Christmas. That's quite a feat. But he didn't know how he was going to do it. Didn't have the money to do it. So he remembered this. When he was back in the Navy in Liverpool, England, he remembered about a kettle that they did put at the boat landing. And so he did the same thing. And he put his pot there and his kettle there, and it said, keep the pot boiling. And that Christmas he had enough money in that iron kettle to feed 1,000 people.
Wow.
So, and it all came in at a nickel and a dime at a time. And I always tell people, hey, we count it all. We count it all. So don't feel bad if you throw in a quarter or a dime or a nickel, because we count it all. It doesn't just have to be the quiet money. We'll take the change too.
Hey, that's right.
So, are you ready for my song?
I'm ready for a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a song. I'm just going to do a chorus of it. I didn't write this one, but this song says something, and I'm going to do something here. I'm going to have Matt. Going to have Matt a bell.
Give that to Matt, yeah.
I'm going to give him the bell that's never been rung.
Hey.
And I'm going to sing this song because it's called Come On, Ring Those Bells, Light Christmas Tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Yeah, come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is the King, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say. Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Yeah, Jesus, we remember this your birthday. Thank you, bell ringers.
Yeah.
All right. First bell ringers of the Christmas season, even though we're in October. Thank you, Matt, and thank you, James.
That's great.
Well, thank you for the privilege of being here today, and I always enjoy coming on the radio, and you guys just treat me like royalty when I come in here, and I thank you for doing that. And this is Joe Brooks. I'm the Montgomery County Coordinator for the Salvation Army here in Coffeyville, Kansas. And so I want you to keep listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Hey.
God bless y'all, and God bless Coffeyville.
Thank you, sir. And you come on anytime as we get closer and closer, you know. We want to help you out any way we can.
Thank you.
All righty. That is Joe Brooks, everyone. We appreciate you stopping on by. And, hey, we have more open line coming up, including a look at our auction guide, dining guide, and more of your calls straight ahead.